This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I often think about and write about the importance of knowing ourselves and having a sense of what we want for ourselves, a sense of our own aims. For instance, I've written about the danger of drift, which I've experienced. Drift is when, instead of making mindful decisions for yourself, you go along with other people's wishes for you, or when you take the path of least resistance, or you choose the choice that feels like the least commitment. So I've thought a lot about why it's important that we all figure out for ourselves what we want for ourselves. But I have to admit, I've been struck repeatedly by stories I read or that I hear from people I know when someone has a loose or unformed idea for something they might do, and some person in their life says, "Yes, that's a great idea. You should absolutely do that," and charge us off to get that person started down that path. And then it turns out great and ends up being a turning point in someone's life. Now, for me, when I hear these stories, I think, shouldn't we pursue these ideas for ourselves and not be carried away by someone else's actions? I think so. And is it right to interfere forcefully in someone else's destiny? I think that can be a bad idea. And yet, as I say, I do keep seeing examples of when someone else's enthusiasm, confidence, and assistance do help a person tackle a big challenge or change in a very significant way. I was reminded of this observation recently when I was reading Rachel Syme's piece, "Ack," in New York Magazine. It's a profile of Kathy Geiswhite, the now 68-year-old creator of Kathy, the very successful comic strip about a character named, you guessed it, Kathy, that ran in newspapers every day from late 1976 to 2010. At its height, the comic strip was carried in 1,400 newspapers around the world. The piece describes how Geiswhite got her start. She grew up in Dayton, Ohio, and she was working at an advertising agency in Detroit as a copywriter when she started to doodle about her experiences. She sent some of the drawings to her mother, who was a stay-at-home mom. This is the story Geiswhite recounts to the journalist. "My mother went to the library. She researched comic strip syndicates," Geiswhite said. "She typed me out a list of who she thought I should approach in the order that I should approach them, and then she just nagged me to send them in to somebody." Her mother's first choice was the Universal Press Syndicate in Kansas City, and Geiswhite sent in some drawings, and she was started on her new career. Now, it's often a very bad idea to interfere or to try to push someone along a particular track. How can we know when it's a good idea? It's a very hard thing to know, but perhaps one test is this. Do I see that this person has a dream that he or she somehow feels afraid of or intimidated by, but I truly believe that this person can attain? Can I give the courage and assistance that can get this person started in the path they want for themselves, even if they haven't really even admitted that out loud? That's very different from trying to convince people that they should do what you want them to do. This is helping them see, yes, you're right, you can do that, and I'll do what I can to ease the difficulties of starting. These kinds of questions are some of the toughest aspects of living a happy life and in trying to be a loving friend or family member. How do we help? It's not always easy to tell. There are no universal rules, or at least very few universal rules. But maybe it's usually a good idea to try to help people live up to their dreams for themselves when they want to be helped. If you want to read the whole profile, I'll post a link to it in the show notes. And I'll also link to a few posts I wrote about Drift. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.